Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is with me here in the programme today. Charlie, why are so many homeowners with solar panels concerned that they're going to miss out on electric payments that are sold back to the grid?
Yeah, at the moment, in the last few days, last week or so, we've had a lot of sunshine in between the rain, I know, but it's been a good period. If you've had solar panels, they will be generating a lot of electricity, and a lot of people have them set up to put any extra that the house doesn't need, export it back into the grid and get paid for that. But if you went onto the ESB Networks website and looked to see what your consumption is and what you would have exported to the grid, for a lot of people, there's no values being shown since May 25th for exports to the grid. So,
and that's when we had the really good period, isn't it?
Yeah, it's when we've had some exceptional sunshine, you know, this last one. It's probably the best sunshine this year. So, you know, solar panels would have been working overtime, if you like. And this is the very period that when people look and to see what they've exported back to the grid, nothing is showing up on the ESB Networks website. There's an app called My Energy Consumption on the ESB Networks website where you can look at, and I'm just looking at my own here now. It shows my home's energy consumption for the last few days, and it's supposed to show you what you've exported back to the grid if you have panels. But it's shown up for a lot of people, nothing has been showing up for no display for what's been sold back into the grid, what they call micro gen credits. So this has left a lot of people concerned. Am I going to miss out here on micro gen credits for one of the sunniest periods we have had? What's going on here? Now, ESB Networks are telling me this is a kind of technical issue. They are calling it an IT maintenance problem, they do have the data. The smart meter data is there. It's just not displaying on the ESB My Consumption page. And there is a message on the My Consumption page saying, smart meter data notification, this is ESB Networks website. Due to a technical issue, there may be a delay in displaying your smart meter data since May 25th. They're insisting this does not affect your billing or micro gen data, and they hope to have it resolved by next Monday, June the 15th. Some people have had their data restored because I've been looking at forums where people discuss this, but there's days missing. So people need to keep a very careful watch on this. And of course, it's not the first problem.
Yeah, Charlie, to cut across for a moment, but how will they be able to keep a close watch on it if the information isn't available via the app? Like, if it's not displaying how much that they should be how would you keep a note of it?
Yeah, well, by the time you get your bill, if it's still not properly displaying and you reckon there's a discrepancy there, I would just be ringing them, you know. People who have solar panels tend to have multiple different apps like Solus Cloud and My Energy, these things, you know. So they can probably see from their own apps what should have been generated. No, it's going to be complicated. Unless this is restored and it's done properly, it will be difficult for a lot of people to work out what exactly has gone on here. So, I mean, if you think something is amiss, I would be contacting them, and it's going to be difficult then. But ESB Networks are insisting, look, we have the data, it's just not displaying, you know. Some people are very suspicious here, given that around Easter there was a major problem with smart meters when they went nuts altogether. They just went crazy. There was a software update just before the bank holiday weekend over Easter. Something went terribly wrong, and people were being told that they were using 9,000-10,000 euros worth of energy in a day, you know, which was absolute nonsense. And it took a while for that to be resolved. So, you know, smart meters are obviously pretty clever things, and it means you don't have to read the meter. They're supposed to be telling you what exactly you're using in the house, if your panels, if you're exporting back to the grid, what you're exporting, but they're not perfect and they can go wrong. Yeah. So, you know, people just need to be aware of this and keep an eye on it, and as best they can, make sure that they're getting what they're due back if they are selling excess electricity into the grid.
1800 453 106 is the number if you're one of those that have been affected by this IT glitch and you're concerned. Charlie, you've been reporting on this for the Irish Independent. You say there's about 200,000 potentially affected. How do we know that number?
Well, yeah, because ESB Networks tells me that what they call the My Energy Consumption application on its website has approximately 200,000 users. So, that surprised me because I asked the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland how many people have solar panels, how many homes have solar panels. And, all they can tell me is the number of grants that they have approved, and they've approved about 119,000 grants. But there would seem to be an awful lot more homes with solar panels if there are 200,000 users who are looking at their energy consumption and what they're sending back into the grid on the ESB Networks site. So it's hard to know how many people
at this stage. Stay with me, Charlie, if you can, for a moment. I just want to bring Tony in. Tony is with us on the line as well. Tony, you're not affected by this glitch, is that right?
No, not at the moment, Andrew, because as Charlie said, I have got my own application, Solace, which keeps the track of the ESB. I wouldn't trust the ESB to measure my export, because they do always seem to make errors on the wrong side, not on the plus side.
If anyone has any concerns around, in relation to the usage or how they're, whether there's been over usage or that, as Charlie mentioned, they should absolutely report it, and has been the case with the ESB in previous instances. It can be rectified. I'm pretty sure probably of that. But you're a big fan of solar panels in general, Tony, are you?
Yeah, saw my first solar panel before you were born when I was doing electronic engineering. I'm on my second generation of solar, put the first one in 20 years ago. The latest one is about 3 years old, has exported, generated 20 megawatts plus, exported about 7 megawatts, and most of it's gone to the house or to the electric car that I'm sitting in. And it has saved us an absolute fortune. And I'm living in sunny Monaghan. So don't believe, the naysayers who say you have to live in the south of France to have solar. That's not true.
Yeah.
It's how you orientate your house, the installation size. Unfortunately, the ESB restrict your installation size for no good technical reason. I was fortunate, I installed mine that I could hit the maximum, but since then they've reduced the number and the kilowatts that you can generate, which, as I said, I've done electronic engineering. I see no technical reason whatsoever for that.
Okay.
All these things can be handled from a technical point of view. But if I was suspicious, I might say that they don't want domestic users generating so much electricity that they're paying us rather than us paying them.
Okay, right, yeah. It's possibly
well
even to do with grants, or perhaps grants are issued for it, maybe too. But you feel that you've made a saving by having solar panels, Tony, over the years, you
absolutely
do?
Absolutely, massive saving. At times in the winter I was getting bills of 1,000 euros because I also have geothermal. So there's no oil in the house. The only form of heating is geothermal or solar. And then whatever I have to take in from the ESB when it's the depths of winter.
Yeah, external usage is pretty limited by the sounds of it, then.
Oh, very limited. Mm. And the thing is, the export tariff is the big one, Andrea. The suppliers charge us top dollar to buy anything and charge us the absolute minimum they can get away with when we export to them. And the government, with a stroke of a pen, could say, you buy it in at the price, you sell it. And that would waken the ESB up, and there will be a massive increase in the number of solar panels, which would benefit our economy massively and reduce our carbon footprint. I've reduced carbon with this system by 20 tons carbon.
By having this particular system yourself.
Yeah.
But you say you were sort of, by the sounds of it, Tony, if you're in the industry, you seem to be kind of ahead of the time a little bit on all of this.
I'm not too bad, Andrea, but as I said, there's a lot smarter people than me. It's not that difficult to try to make it a black art. It's not a black art. It's fairly straightforward. Sun shines, generates electricity, use it or
sell it back and make money.
ESB tried to make it complicated. It's not complicated. They have restricted the rollout of this for years with their network limitations.
Is there any reason for that, Charlie, as to why there's some restrictions?
I don't know. I suppose I don't want too much going in there, but I think Tony makes a very, very fair point. They don't give you a great rate for what you export back to them. It sometimes can be double. What you buy off them can be double what they're giving you when they export it, you know. And recently, Electric Ireland, for example, the biggest player, which is part of ESB, 1.2 million customers, they announced a price increase from July the 1st. The price that you buy electricity off them is going up. They're not paying you more for exporting back to them, you know. So there's no increase there. So that's unfair. And I really think there should be some agitation to get a better export credit rate, unit rate from the electricity suppliers. If you're supplying them with power, why should you get so little first, you know?
Pete the Builder is with us as well, Tony and Charlie. As somebody that's kind of working in the construction area, Pete, I presume, you know, nearly every householder in the country, if you're building a new home, they're probably looking at solar panels.
Yeah, they are, Andrea, and certainly for a period of time there was a lot of incentives put into trying to guide people towards solar panels. But if I'm honest, it is being pushed a little bit further down the line now, and it's kind of considered the cherry on top, rather than, like, it's fabric first is what the SAOI are pushing people towards. Like, the grants were lifted for your thermal insulation, but the grants haven't been lifted for the solar panels in a while. I've actually recently just put in my own solar panels as well, so I completely understand this whole situation very well, and I definitely would be one of those people that was watching my app on my old solar panels while that we had that period of sunshine. And
could you access the information, Pete?
Yeah, you're true. Exactly what Tony just said there. Yeah. Like, most solar panel systems, pretty much every solar panel system that you install these days would have their own app, and it can tell you exactly how many kilowatts of energy you're generating that day. It'll also tell you how many kilowatts of energy your house is consuming and how many kilowatts of energy you have used from the grid. So all of that information is there. It's stored. It's really easy to go back in your app and see, you know, what you used and what you sold to the grid. Tony's dead right, like, and Charlie said it as well. Like, at the moment, you're being paid half and sometimes less than half for power that you're supplying to the grid than what you're actually buying from the grid. People really do need to go and look at their suppliers and look at the time of the usage of their ESB bills. The energy costs in Ireland have gone up and up and up over the last few years. The bills that people have been getting have been absolutely astronomical, and it's ridiculous, you know. And we're not being incentivized to make ourselves self-sufficient. There's talk of our grid being at its maximum, you know, and a lot of very positive talk about, you know, green energy and doing the right thing, but yet you have this situation where the ESB and energy suppliers are making huge money, huge profits every year, and yet they're still not incentivizing people to assist the grid.
But sure, will they not say that the grants that are available with regards to solar panels, is that not the incentive?
Well, basically get €1,800 towards your solar panel system, and again, it depends on what size system you're putting in. But as in relation to the percentage wise for the grants in comparison to some of the other grants that are there, the solar grant is definitely on the lower scale. You know, to put in a decent solar panel system will cost you five times that, if not more. And you know, look, there's massive benefits there, and I've seen it myself very clearly since I put in my own system, the benefits that my house has received from the solar. And Tony's dead right. Like, even yesterday, I would have generated quite a bit of energy, even though it rained pretty much the whole day and was very overcast. You still do generate energy.
Something.
Now today, it's much clearer,
yeah.
And I was getting over 40 kilowatts of energy generated in a single day on the system that I have. So look, it's definitely something that's worth doing, but we have to get the system right in terms of incentivizing people, you know, and people really do need to do a little bit of research on it. It's not a black art. Tony's dead right. It takes a little bit of understanding, and it takes two or three times of looking at it to know what system works best for you. But once you have the right system set up, and if you control the times that your house is using the energy in particular, and the reason why I've been so aware of this, I've been probably a little bit loose on this and wasn't really watching it. I was, you know, just paying the bills as they were coming in. But since the energy costs have gone up, the bills that I was receiving from my house were
You're
huge.
Like Hawkeye with the app. Anyone I know that has solar panels, Pete, is obsessed with this app. Whenever you meet them, they're flat out telling you how much they've sent back to the grid.
I'm sure it'll wear off after a while, but it is very interesting information to see.
Yeah.
And particularly while you've got so much stuff going on, you know, in the Middle East and you know, energy problems and all these type of things happening. So, you know, that's why I'm watching it like a hawk. And look, it's great to see a system that's actually generating you some income or credits, because again, you're never going to get paid the money, but you'll get credits off your bill. And the last point I'll make on it is, it's very important that the HSB sort this glitch, as they're calling it out, because for solar panels to work effectively for you in Ireland, it's done over the whole year. So during the summer, you've obviously got longer hours of sunlight, you're getting better weather, and then during winter, you get much less hours of sunlight and obviously worse weather. So it's over the whole year of saving. So it's kind of leveled out over the whole year. And if they're not recording the information correctly for the best period of time.
Absolutely. When the sun shines. Listener here says, we got solar panels about 12 years ago. They're now too old, though, to sell back to the grid. It's actually very, very annoying, says this texter. We've asked the ESB, what's the story? What happened with this glitch? And they've got in touch with us. They've sent us in a statement this lunchtime to tell us that ESB networks can confirm that smart meters are operating as normal and billing data is not impacted in any way. There's no issue with the transfer of import or export data to suppliers, and they've received import and export data as standard. However, due to an essential IT maintenance, there is currently a lag impacting data processing for the My Energy Consumption application on the ESB network's online account, which allows you, the customers, to see their import and export information. Because of this, it has resulted in delays between the meter data system and updates to the ESB network's online account, as Charlie Weston pointed out. They tell us that consumers viewing their information online will see a temporary lag in their consumption information. A notification banner is in place to inform customers of this online delay, and the work is ongoing to bring the data up to date. It's expected to be substantially complete by June 15th, which is next Monday. ESB networks would like to reiterate that the smart meters are operating as normal, billing data not impacted, suppliers have received the information as standard. We apologise to you for any inconvenience caused, and if you have concerns, you should contact the ESB networks directly, apparently. Or you can drop us an email either, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, Charlie Weston, Pete the Builder, Tony, thanks a million for getting in touch. As I said, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.